Against a black background, a silver circle revolves, revealing itself to be the base of a blue dome, which splits to form a logo, Jewel Star Entertainment Group. Sunlight plays on a colourful hanging tapestry, on which is written Tapestry Films. A light blazes between the two words. Jewel Star Productions presents, in association with Tapestry Films, Mary Kate Olson, Ashley Olson. Getting There. Key in Ignition. Four girls in a red Ford Mustang convertible race down empty roads having fun. Billy Aaron Brown, Heather Lindell. Jeff D'Agostino, Talon Ellithorpe. Holly Town. Alexandro Picato, Janet Gunn, William Boomiller. Casting by Julie Ashton, music by Steve Porcard. Edited by Sherwood Jones. Associate producer, Jill Zimmerman. Executive producers, Robert L. Levy, Peter Abrams, J.P. Garin.
Yep, that's me, behind the wheel. Cool. No? Very cool. Day one, the big road trip. L.A. to Utah for the Winter Olympics. It's all good. No? It's all great. License to drive. Woo! The sun shining on our faces, the wind ripping through our hair. And a driver's license. This is so much fun!
Okay, enough with the infomercial. When do I get to drive?
You will.
Your two favorite words since the day we got this car. You will.
And you will.
The Santa Monica Freeway to the I-15, then 544 miles to Salt Lake City for the Olympics. Our first road trip! Woo! 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 By the way, there's this little technicality that we had to deal with, oh, about 6 months ago. It's called a driver's license.
You know, if you don't know by now, forwards and backwards. Okay, but I've seen rainbows with bus color. Yeah, well, you can return that and get a free refund. Look, I've read it, I've lived it, and it's common sense anyway.
Okay, students, put your books away. This is it, 20 questions, 20 minutes. That's a minute per question. You may begin. Good luck.
Two pretty blonde teenage girls sit at a desk writing. Identical twins.
Kylie and Taylor Hunter, you passed.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Nice seeing you again, Mrs. Herring. Oh, you passed too.
Oh!
The twins high-five the older lady.
They did it! They really, really did it! 16 and on the road. I can't believe they did it!
Get a grip.
You know, Lindy, it's not like they just solved global warming or world hunger.
You know, Jen Moore, you're real dazzling when you're dissing on people.
Roast?
It's toast.
Whatever. Not if you were the last guy on planet Earth.
So I guess that's a no.
They're halfway home.
Halfway? The next part of the test is the test.
A sign reads, drive test and verifications. One of the twins is driving a pink saloon on the highway.
How am I doing?
The woman beside her waves her hand impatiently. The speedo reads 20.
Okay, two hands on the wheel. One at 10 o'clock and one at 2 o'clock.
But, you know, speaking of time, I got a lunch break and I'd really hate to miss it.
Sure, what is it?
In 2 hours.
The other twin speeds down an empty road. She checks her hair in the rearview mirror. Her examiner shakes his head.
Oh, you don't like the music? Oh, that's okay, I'll change it.
The car bounces and bucks. She grins wide and bounces in her seat.
Just so you know, I have wife and 3 kids. Kids that really need to be raised by 2 parents.
Oh, that's great! Do you have any pictures?
He points at the steering wheel.
2 hands.
He shakes his head and makes a note. The twins meet up at the test center.
You passed?
Yeah!
Baby's cake, right?
Yeah, but I'm driving home.
Okay. One twin smooths her hair and smiles to the camera. The camera flashes. She checks the monitor. An attractive, smiling image. She waves happily and steps away. The other twin is more serious. She tilts her head and smiles. Her smile fades when she sees the image. Another photo, another smiling image. She shrugs. Another picture, this time unsmiling. More pictures as she poses and pulls different expressions. A final smiling image. She shrugs and leaves. The hunter's residence, a large suburban home.
With driver's license in hand, now it was time for us to celebrate. You know, I'm glad we didn't have like a big over-the-top blowout.
Hey, are you making fun of my sweet 16?
You had 300 people there, and you knew what? You know, 50 or 60?
47. It got a little out of hand.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, there won't even be 300 people at our junior prom.
Can girls ask guys to the prom?
Sure, it's a free country.
You know, when Danny comes back out, you should ask him. Danny's into Taylor.
Okay, there are two chances of me going with Danny, and they both live in a convent. None and none.
I know who I'm going to the prom with.
A blonde, curly-haired guy smiles at Kylie. In the house, two more teenage boys.
Dude! Toast! I called you an hour ago! This thing's almost over!
Dude, chill, dude! I don't walk away from one of my mom's home-cooked meals.
Dude, you wouldn't walk away from a 4-day-old French fry.
Toast has spiky blonde hair.
Whoa! Jen's in a bathing suit! Yeah!
No, dude, that's a bikini.
Toast leers.
Dude, Toaster, I've got the best idea.
Oh, no. I'm not interested.
No, but you want to be the head of the party, right?
Then go out there
and do one of your famous cannonballs.
Oh, dude, it's not going to happen.
But it's funny. And what do girls like?
A hunky jock's named Dylan.
Yeah, but they love funny.
You're right, dude. It is kind of whimsical, isn't it?
Hysterical. A crowd favorite.
Yeah!
Attention shopper!
Whoa, wow. That looks really good.
That's a beautiful cake, Mr. and Mrs. Hunter. Oh, the bakery worked overtime on this masterpiece.
It's a work of art. Thank you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Make a wish!
Light your candles.
Light the candles.
Bonjour!
Toast, in bright orange Bermuda shorts, runs and leaps into the swimming pool, splashing everyone and the cake.
Oh, Toast! Toast!
Toast!
Oh. Or not.
Toast punches the air as he surfaces.
Who's the dude? Yeah!
Nice, Toast.
Dude, Danny tricked me into doing this.
Me?
I didn't do anything.
Well, guess you can't have your cake. You need it too. Tay, I mean, we turned 16, got our licenses, and now we're just hanging out with our friends. It's all good.
Yeah, you beat the DMV. That makes you totally awesome.
Well, now all we need is a car.
Don't look at me.
Parked outside the house, a red convertible wrapped in a huge pink ribbon with a bow on the roof.
Oh my, thank you so much, you guys are the best!
You can keep our lives forever!
Oh, we are.
Oh my god. Yeah,
oh my god.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Hunter, you think you could adopt me?
Okay, now I only ask one favor.
We will be as responsible with the car as we are at school and at home.
This is the sweetest 16 ever!
The registration plate reads, Sweet 16. It's a Ford Mustang.
My sister and I have been sharing our beautiful red car for 6 months. At this point, we consider it a member of the family. 6 months driving and finally our first road trip!
Yeah, but I still think we should fly.
But just no flying in the Mustang.
Taylor, as hard as this may be, just relax. I mean, half the fun is getting there.
No, the fun is there. I mean, ice hockey, bobsledding, downhill skiing.
And your favorite hottie, Alex Reicher.
Okay, I respect Alex Reicher because he's an amazing downhill skier. I mean, he's fast, he's powerful, he's a total hottie.
I totally second that.
Okay, As fun as the Olympics may be, this trip is about chilling with our friends, cruising in our car, and our hair whipping in the wind. Oh, my hair!
Oh, and you're staying at the most amazing ski lodge.
Fireplaces in every bedroom, heated sidewalks.
Heat on our feet? That is sweet.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, Mr. and Mrs. Hunter.
Jen and another girl are in the back seat.
Just do me one favor. Listen to Mike and Allison.
Oh, we're talking chaperones.
You're going with young men.
Young, yes. Men, that's quite a stretch.
A car full of boys.
The Toastmobile!
The car lurches to a halt. Mr. Hunter looks concerned.
Thanks for sharing your donuts with us.
I only got a dozen.
Come on, dude. First one to the In-N-Out Burger in Barstow.
Woo!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not racing.
Oh, no. Racing? No, sir, Mr. Hunter. No, that's more like a figure of speech.
You know, like let's book. You know, we want to bust some fat air.
Yeah.
Subtitles, please.
They're anxious to snowboard.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry, Mr. Hunter. We'll be cool. Right, Kai, Kai?
Right. Sam, Sam. Please.
We'll see you guys in Barstow.
Yeah! First one to Barstow! Woo!
All right, everybody. Cell phones. AOL Instant Messenger. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Have fun.
Bye.
Drive safely.
Bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, camera. Sorry. Here we go. Be careful. Hello, Utah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The four girls speed along through countryside in the open-topped car, whooping.
Road trip I told you about in the beginning? Well, it's about to start. You gotta love America, right? I mean, mom, apple pie, and a driver's license. Henry Ford is the coolest. Henry Ford, he's a junior, right? And she has a 3.5 GPA. You think Mr. Ford will mind if we put the top up? It's messing my hair. No way. Top down rocks.
The three boys, Toast, Sam, and Danny. They drive a cream-colored Cadillac convertible through the desert.
Dude, Toast, I can't believe your dad's letting you take his pride and joy all the way to Utah.
It's called trust, dude.
It's called elation. He's happy you're leaving him alone for a week.
Don't argue with success, bro. All right, this ride is taking us to the snow. Oh. Tons of it.
Yeah. A week of skiing and snowboarding with four hot babes. One that's totally into me.
The other three that are totally into me.
It's a good thing we're in a convertible because your egos would never fit into a hard top.
Come on, dude. Step on it.
Taylor is in the passenger seat.
Why do they call Taylor seat shotgun?
Enough with the history. We're on break.
Okay. Back in the day before, you know, Henry Ford did his thing, people rode things called stagecoaches. And stagecoaches were pulled by horses. And the person sitting next to the driver carried a shotgun.
A shotgun? For what?
What do you think?
Oh, there were bad guys and,
Lindy, it was called the Wild West.
Now the wildest thing we have is Toast.
Yeah.
Toast is hunched over the wheel.
Dude, I gotta make like Christopher Columbus and discover a taco joint.
You just ate.
Donuts. Not a very nutritious breakfast. Let's get some breakfast burritos.
Breakfast burritos.
Sweet!
Yeah! Breakfast burritos! Yeah! I'm gonna call the girls.
Sam dials on his mobile.
Oh,
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Sam.
We're going to get something to eat.
Didn't you guys eat like 41 minutes ago?
We have toast, remember?
Oh, yeah, toast. Have fun.
Hey, you want to come with us?
No, thanks. This journey began 6 months ago, and we're not stopping now.
All right, talk to you later, Taylor.
Okay, bye.
The blue sky is cloudless. Above a roadside restaurant, a sign reads Del Taco. The boys pull up outside, next to stunted palm trees. Toast is driving. Sam is in the back.
All right, guys. We pull right out, and then our next stop is Bosto.
Woo!
For another meal?
Yeah, hello. Sam, it's called lunch, bro. It's the fifth most important meal of the day.
Fifth? Fifth?
They motor into the drive-thru restaurant, and each receives a huge brown paper bag, stuffed with takeaway food.
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
Woo! Yeah, buddy!
Yeah.
Smells like Cinco de Mayo.
Toast? You the man! You the man!
All the way!
They zoom out of the exit, and Toast breaks suddenly.
No! No!
What's wrong, bro?
No hot sauce! I'm not about breakfast burrito minus the flame!
Dude, no hot sauce? No way!
Way?
We gotta have the HS!
HS, dude!
HS!
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 HS! HS!
Toast reverses, and spikes puncture a tire.
When do I get to drive?
You will.
Whatever. Kai, it's 11 hours to Deer Valley. Everyone's gonna get plenty of drivage.
Look, it's a beautiful day.
It's just clear sailing to Utah.
Hello? Utah, we have a problem.
Outside the taco restaurant, the Cadillac ready to be towed away.
Look what we did to the caddy! Dude, my dad is gonna go medieval.
We? You were the one that was driving, Spike.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yes, I am!
They jostle each other, and Danny assumes a martial arts stance.
Peace!
You guys, the girls are gonna laugh at us.
Relax, Toast. The girls aren't gonna laugh at us.
The boys look uncomfortable under the girls' gaze.
Wait, Sam. I thought you said you had an accident.
How are we defining accident?
Accident? No. Okay, in the dictionary, this would fall under cerebral meltdown.
Oh my gosh.
Who was driving?
Danny thumbs toward Toast.
Well, then food has to be the root of this disaster.
Breakfast burrito.
Okay, wait, so how are you guys gonna get to Utah?
You can fit in with us!
Hey, wait a minute, I mean, why don't we just fly to Utah?
Not a bad idea.
Wait, maybe we should fly tomorrow too. Okay, the Olympics aren't waiting for us. We'll drive through, okay? I mean, I've already missed
ice hockey, bobsled, downhill, aerials.
Taylor looks at the boys.
Okay, so we'll see you guys in Utah. My turn.
The twins swap seats.
Good luck! Bye!
Bye, Daddy!
Good work, Spike. Come on! Come on!
Dudes! Dudes!
Back on the open road.
Those guys are so... Is lame too strong?
Lame. Perfect. You know, all that burrito talk has me hungry.
Me too!
Okay, no, let's chew up miles, not food. Tay, food run!
Yeah, yeah, we're hungry!
Come on, please!
A roadside diner. The sign reads Cabo. The four girls disembark in the car park. The twins are wearing brown leather jackets, t-shirts and jeans. Kylie wears a peaked hat.
Okay, so 20 minutes and we're back on the road again.
20 minutes? Okay, so nothing that's either cooked or chewed. We'll get four bowls of cold milk.
All right, all right. 25 minutes. Taylor, chill. I mean, it's smooth sailing. It's fine.
They enter the restaurant. Later, on their way out.
It's amazing how fast you can eat when someone's timing you.
Wait a minute. Did we miss something? Our car is gone.
Yeah, how about stolen?
The parking space is empty.
Our car is stolen! I'm calling the police. Even worse than that, how are we gonna break this to our parents? Yeah, you know, smooth sailing, right, Gilligan? Relax, Taylor. I mean, this is all part of the great adventure. Misadventure. But you know what? Everything's cool because tomorrow we are gonna get on a plane with the boys.
Playing Twister at the Hunters.
Day one. Let's just say, not good.
You know, in the 70s, this is yoga. Please spin. Left foot red.
Lindy falls over Danny, who collapses on the Twister mat.
Yo, Lindy, game over.
One, two, three.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
She holds up Danny and Lindy's hands. Lindy hugs Danny. He pushes her away.
What a day. I mean, this trip is a disaster.
Don't worry. I mean, insurance will cover the car, and we'll be back on the road tomorrow, and everything will work out.
Oh, hey. Sumptuous steak's delicious up in 10 minutes. Be there, be square.
Hey, Kylie. Hold on a second.
They sit down on the stairs, and he leans back.
What do you think we are? Like, how would you classify us?
American teenagers?
No, we. Us. You and I as a couple.
Well, I say we're friends. Friends is good.
I'd kind of like to be more.
Kylie stares past him. In the garden, Mr. Hunter cooks steaks on a barbecue. Beside him, Toast drinks.
Fresh lemonade. Nice touch, Mr. H.
Toast. This is USDA prime choice. Treat carefully.
Haha, no problem, Mr. H. I have the utmost respect for me.
You know, I think we're in that area, like the gray area. You know, friends, but friends.
I don't think gray's a real color. I mean, blue, green, orange, those are colors.
Well, I don't think I'm really ready for blue, green, or any of the other real so-called colors.
Okay, fine, but gray is sort of blah.
Well, then, let's call it charcoal. We're in the charcoal area.
I guess charcoal's pretty cool for now. Let's eat.
Wow, they look great, Mr. Hunter.
Well, Jen, steak is a once-in-a-while thing, so when you do it...
Do it right.
That a girl.
Jen, this lemonade is hype, too. Let me get you some.
He spills lemonade on the barbecue.
Oh. Steak's marinating lemonade. It could be interesting.
They all glare at him.
I'll call for a Chinese.
Jen forces a smile. The twins lead their guests out of the front door.
Thanks for having us over.
Yeah, next time we'll be sure to cook a waterproof meat.
Hey, it's called lemonade marinade, dude.
Another meal toasted.
Can we please save the big ring for tomorrow? We still have to go to sleep.
Hey, we'll see you guys at 10 o'clock for the noon flight to San Francisco, to Sacramento, and then to Salt Lake.
10. We're there.
Kylie looks up at Sam lovingly. Lips parted, he leans down to kiss her. She turns her cheek slightly. They kiss on the lips briefly, but she doesn't look keen.
Charcoal's not that bad.
She smiles up at him. Taylor with Danny.
Yes, Danny?
I was wondering...
If you want a kiss, kiss Toast.
Oh, make me hurl!
Toast eats Chinese food from a box with chopsticks.
I see you dudes tomorrow, 6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
They think we're on the noon two-stop.
I thought we have a non-stop.
We do. They just don't know. And there's only 4 seats left, so let them go up and down all day.
Hey.
I called the airlines. There's an early non-stop tomorrow with only 4 standby seats left.
Wait, dude, we told the girls that we were going to meet them at that noon flight that takes 2 stops.
Oh, so we sneak onto the early non-stop and let the girls fly up and down all day?
Yeah, exactly.
So does this make us clever or cunning?
I think a little bit of both.
I guess that makes us cunning.
Sneaky, dude. Really sneaky.
Sam looks unhappy.
Day two, the plan. One short flight and we'll be hitting the slopes.
Early morning, Los Angeles International Airport. Sam retrieves his rucksack from the security scanner conveyor belt.
I can't believe I'm doing this to Kylie.
Sam, we'll take a later flight. Make the two stops, get there 5-6 hours behind us. It's no big deal.
But I have to tell her we took an earlier flight.
Dude, just call her on her cell.
But this is kind of low.
It's no big deal!
Why are we sneaking around if it's no big deal? I mean, the girls are sound asleep in their beds.
The four girls, also carrying luggage, face the three boys. Their smiles fade. Everyone's mouth hangs open in shock.
What are you guys doing here?
We wanted to get here early.
Yeah.
7:15 for a noon flight?
Better safe than sorry.
The early bird eats the worm.
Catches the worm. But then I'm sure you'd eat it.
All right, busted. We wanted to catch the nonstop at Southwest at 8, but there were only 4 seats.
You know, I can't believe you guys. I mean, sneaking behind our backs? Sam, you're in on this?
How are you defining in?
You three are the lowest.
Wait a minute! Why are you here? Huh? Oh, I get it. You know about the nonstop, and you were scamming us, huh? Oh, what did you say last night, Taylor? Huh? Oh, I remember. Meet us at 10 for the noon flight.
Well, I mean, who wants to go up and down and up and down when there's a nonstop?
I am appalled. You are the lowest.
Okay, so now that we're all equally low, can we please show some maturity? And this isn't a race.
Run for it.
They sprint through the airport carrying bags, dodging around other passengers and piles of luggage. Danny leaps onto a seat, which flips, and he sails over. Toast trips over a suitcase, crashes, and slides along the floor, still clutching his breakfast. At the ticket desk.
I'm sorry, this flight is full, but you know what? I can get you on the next flight, which leaves out.
Let me know.
They reel, disappointed.
There goes Luge.
I can't believe you guys.
I can't believe you.
We'll get our tickets on a later flight.
So will we.
Fine.
Great.
Jen.
What? They're nothing but problems. We'll see them on the slopes.
Fine.
Great.
They glare at each other. Sam hesitates.
Go, Sam. I mean, I'll see you in Salt Lake.
Have a nice flight. Yo, Danny Toast! Wait up!
You know, good move, Jen. We don't need those three anchors weighing us down.
Okay, so I'm running out of Olympics, so I'm gonna get some tickets and take control.
No, Taylor, wait. I mean, I got us in this mess by insisting that we drive, so I'll get us out of it.
No, Taylor, relax.
Grab a latte. I'll go get the tickets, and I'll be back before you can say Alex Reicher.
A blue jet, Southwest Airlines, flies above clouds in sunshine.
A quick plane change in San Francisco, and we're nonstop to Salt Lake for the Winter Games.
Well, let's just wait for them. We're in San Diego.
San Diego?
You bought us the wrong tickets and you put us on the wrong plane?
I'm sorry, I must have gotten my stands mixed up.
What, is this the screw-up part of your so-called adventure?
Kylie storms off. It's San Diego Airport.
I hear Shamu is hype.
Taylor forces a smile, then gives up. A caption reads, Santa Barbara, California. The male trio wander the streets with their rucksacks, scanning around curiously. They walk into a fast food joint.
Santa Barbara? This was your brilliant idea, Sam?
A stop in Santa Barbara, a stop in San Francisco, then nonstop to Utah. Who knew we'd have turbulent weather and be grounded?
Bad weather in Frisco, no flights to Utah, and nothing back to LA. We're stuck.
We could always do Shamu.
The girls trudge off downcast. The boys are eating burritos in a restaurant.
Hey, Tansky. You need any hot sauce?
Nope. There'd be plenty.
If they did hot sauce this yesterday, we'd be boarding fresh powder right now.
Dude, how are we gonna get back to LA? A bus? Train? Transcendental meditative travel?
Do you guys need a ride to Los Angeles? We're going to Los Angeles. We'll be happy to give you a ride.
A man in a straw hat.
How much?
No charge. But we had to make a short stop in Oxnard. That's okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
Dude, yeah.
Let's go, okay?
Yeah. On the way.
Can't just sit here all day. Anyone? Thoughts, ideas, suggestions? We'll take a cab home.
To LA?
Someone have a better idea? You say the whale and die.
The girls get up off the floor of the departure lounge. A caption reads Oxnard, California. A red pickup sits in the middle of a field. Workers bend over, picking strawberries. Toast tucks in, his face smeared with red juice.
Hey, Juan! Man, this is fanatical, man. I mean, this is like nature, hiking, and eating, all in one.
You forgot something, my friend.
So I spoke to the girls. They're taking a cab home from San Diego.
San Diego? They are so lame.
Dude, we're doing migrant labor in Oxnard.
No kidding. This is tough work.
Yeah, your friend Tostada here is eating all of his profit.
Juan? He usually does.
Back home and back to the drawing board. Time for plan C. Or is that plan D?
All right, guys. Yeah, thanks. There are no open flights to Salt Lake.
Oh my gosh.
Got a solution. We'll take the bus. A bus? Yep, the Greyhound to Las Vegas.
Vegas? Yeah!
Okay, this is not a Vegas vacation. We're gonna take the bus to the Las Vegas airport, and then we're gonna catch a nonstop flight to Salt Lake City. And tomorrow we are gonna be skiing.
Isn't that a bit complicated?
Yeah, I mean, why can't we just fly to Vegas?
Because it's winter break, remember? And there's gonna be no available flights with seven seats. And plus, this time we're sticking together.
The whole gang gathered in the Hunter's kitchen.
It's a good plan. It's inventive. It's creative.
Desperate.
So, you don't mind us continuing on this adventure? Miss Adventure.
They exchange wry smiles. A silver-fronted bus drives through barren terrain along a poorly maintained empty highway. Sam sits with Kylie, who looks out of the window at the scrubland. Toast, wearing glasses, and Jen sit together. Taylor is absorbed in a magazine. Danny turns to her.
What are you reading about?
Peekaboo Street. I mean, everything about her is way cool. Gold in the Super G 1998 and silver in the 94 downhill. She was born in Triumph, Idaho. Triumph! How hype is that?
I was born in Encino. You know that old movie Encino Man? That's hype.
Uh-huh.
Kylie is ignoring Sam. He slowly and carefully puts an arm around her shoulder.
Kylie, do you know what'd be really cool?
Sam, we're driving, not parking.
She removes his arm and looks away.
Is Danny your best friend?
Yeah, since sixth grade. Why?
Well, us girls make fun of each other in a good-natured way. But Danny likes to make you the butt of his really mean jokes. I mean, do things that you want to do.
Toast looks away glumly.
Hey, I didn't mean to get all heavy. It's just something I've been noticing.
Yeah, me too.
Jen looks down sadly. The red, white and blue Greyhound bus signals to turn left. On the back, a logo of a running Greyhound. The bus pulls up alongside another bus with similar livery outside a roadside restaurant.
These places is usually pretty edible.
How do you know that?
Oh, the bus food channel.
Taylor leaves Danny and Lindy and walks to the rear of the bus.
Hey, do you guys want something to eat?
Jen is sleeping, with Toast slumbering on her shoulder. Sam and Kylie are also fast asleep. Taylor returns to Danny and Lindy.
They're asleep. We're on our own.
Let's go.
Napping on our own time. We're getting food.
The trio enter the building. A sign reads Greyhound.
I'm so hungry.
Oh. Me too.
Hi, folks. What can I get you?
Can we please have 2 turkey sandwiches, please?
And a burrito. And one of these.
Outside, the bus door closes automatically. On board, the others are still asleep. Sam is wearing a blue bandana and cradling a guitar. The bus reverses out.
Do you have hot sauce?
No hot sauce!
The bus drives away. Automatic doors open, and Danny, Taylor and Lindy walk out into the parking lot. They look around for their bus.
Vegas, here we come! There it is!
Danny spots a similar Greyhound bus, and they board it, clutching their food. The bus is full of passengers. Some are standing in the aisle, obscuring Taylor's view of the rear seats. The door closes. The destination sign reads Bishop. The bus reverses out. Driving through bleak scrubland framed by distant mountains. Taylor breathes in deeply and looks out of the window. The sign on the outside of the window reads Bishop. A sign on a pole reads Bus Stop, Baker.
My sister got on the wrong bus and now she's stuck in a one-horse town without the horse.
The bus pulls up at a diner. Taylor is sleeping on Danny, who's hunched over, also asleep.
Baker, this is our last stop before our final destination of Bishop. This is Baker. Watch your step, please.
This isn't Vegas? Danny! Kylie?
The bus is completely empty.
Oh no.
Looking lost, the three friends disembark next to the Baker sign.
Where are we? This isn't Vegas!
Not cool. Not cool.
The bus drives off. They stand on a dusty road outside the diner.
This can't be good.
They dump rucksacks on the ground. A bus drives past casinos.
Meanwhile, we were still on the road headed for the land of blackjack and buffets.
Kylie walks to the front of the bus to find empty seats where she thought her friends were. She scans around, confused, and heads back to the others.
They're gone.
They're gone?
What?
They're not at the front of the bus.
What do you mean they're gone?
What do you mean they're gone?
I don't know. I have to call Taylor. Maybe something happened to her. What if she's hurt?
I'm sure she's okay.
Great, no signal. Well, Kylie, I mean, maybe they're back at the depot. I mean, I'm sure they're okay. I have to call my parents.
They hear about another screw-up. I mean, that's it. No more vacation.
Okay, fine. I'll just call Taylor until I can get a hold of her.
What do you mean they're gone?
Huge models of the Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty, the Sphinx in front of a pyramid. Standing in the empty bus, Kylie has her phone to her ear.
Still no answer. Kylie, you'll get a hold of her. I mean, meanwhile, we just have to stay in Vegas and wait for them. I mean, we have money and plastic, and there are plenty of hotels.
And the Liberace Museum.
Liberace?
Toast shows a magazine. Taylor on her phone.
Can't reach Kylie. There's no reception out here. You know, she must be in Vegas freaking.
At least Vegas is on a map.
Lindy, Danny and Taylor stand in the sunshine outside the diner. In Vegas, the Greyhound pulls up opposite the Golden Nugget Casino. The quartet disembark. Sam looks around in wonder. Back at the diner.
Man, this place is small. Mini-me wouldn't even fit in this town.
You know, we screwed up big time. I really don't think this is the time for funny.
Taylor, what else is there to do but laugh?
I can't reach Kylie. The next bus to Vegas is in 6 hours. The only motel is a campground tent with a complimentary snake. And if I call my parents, then this trip is history.
Okay. You're right. This isn't funny.
All I wanted was to go to the Winter Games.
There's always 2006.
In Turin, Italy.
I want to go find a bathroom.
Yeah, me too.
Taylor sighs deeply. In Las Vegas, they trudge, carrying their bags past the bright lights of the Queen's Casino.
I'll try Taylor three more times, and then I'm calling my parents.
What are we supposed to do here?
Under 21, and we're in Vegas. Eat.
No. All you can eat. Yeah.
Taylor sits dejectedly in the back of a stationary pickup.
Taylor.
Kylie?
I'm in Las Vegas. So good to hear your voice.
Yep. We're in the capital of nowhere.
Well, are you okay? Because I've sort of been freaking.
Really? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but we're fine. We just need to find a way to get to you.
Well, how are we going to do that?
Just stay put.
Oh, so I almost called Mom and Dad.
How about you?
Well, I came close, but I figured we got ourselves into this mess. We might as well get ourselves out. So
just stay there. We're going to hook up with you in Vegas.
And we'll fly to Utah, I promise.
Okay, well, I'm holding you to that.
Okay, love ya.
Love you. Be safe. Bye.
How did it go?
Well, she has a plan.
Oh, thank gosh.
Taylor regards her phone and sighs. Inside the smoky diner, customers play cards. Taylor enters and removes her sunglasses. A bearded middle-aged man scrutinizes her. She scans around the diner. A few elderly customers, dirty cups and plates on tables. On a raised platform, a pretty teenage girl in a red bandana is playing a keyboard. She spots Taylor.
Hey. I'm Charlie. Taylor. You're either a mirage or lost, because I've never seen anyone my age around here.
I'm real.
Then how'd you get up here? Sorry. None of my business.
All I wanted was to go to the Olympics. Is that so much to ask? I mean, I worked my butt off to get those tickets. I should have gone by myself, but no, I had to make it a group trip with my sister and friends. And my luck, I got stuck with a group that can do absolutely nothing right. My car got stolen, the caddy got spiked, we flew to the wrong sand, I got stuck with a $450 cab ride, we did migrant labor, our steaks got e-lemonated, we got on the wrong bus, we're 120 miles from Vegas, the Olympics are almost over, I thought I lost my sister, and thankfully some good news, found my sister.
Everyone is watching her.
That's the saddest story ever.
No, but it's definitely in the top 10.
Taylor, I'll take you to Vegas.
Taylor looks up at her, stunned.
You will?
Charlie and Taylor buy an old-style black pickup truck.
Hey, guys, this is Charlie, and this is our ride.
Hey, looks kind of, ancient.
322,000 miles. That was my father's first truck.
You mean your grandfather?
Old Rusty is reliable.
Old Rusty?
You want to sleep in a tent?
Las Vegas, here we come!
Lindy and Danny clamber smiling into the back. Taylor sits in the passenger seat. They drive past fields lined with fruit trees. Danny is hooded and wrapped up under blankets. Grinning Lindy rests her head on his shoulder. Inside the cab.
Miles and miles of oranges.
Yep. You know, one glass of orange juice has no cholesterol, no fat, no salt, and provides 120% of your daily vitamin C.
You know, you're kind of, an orange expert.
I work in these groves.
Taylor's smile fades.
After school and on weekends.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I get to spend more time with my dad that way.
Taylor's mouth opens and closes.
Your dad picks oranges?
Millions.
Taylor forces a smile and looks thoughtful. In Las Vegas, they walk past souvenir shops.
Cirque du Soleil?
Sold out.
Buffet!
Chill, we're gonna eat.
Siegfried and Roy?
Sold out.
Buffet!
Relax, we're gonna eat.
Young people, hey! I am Raj, and you could be very good witnesses.
He's gonna commit a crime.
No, a crime. Well, no. Witnesses to a wedding.
A real wedding?
Bride, groom, rise.
Oh,
Would that be fried or white rice?
I treat, eat all you want, buffet.
What? You are my savior, dude.
Well, I mean, we've done everything else. It's true.
Toast jumps for joy.
So you guys have dances and proms?
Yeah. Don't you?
No, I'm homeschool.
Taylor looks concerned.
I insist that we pay for gas and that we get you something extra.
No, not even.
I'm just glad to hear about fashion and music.
Well, if you give me your address, my sister and I will send, you know, books, CDs, clothes, shoes.
Charlie looks bemused. The Graceland Wedding Chapel. Raj is now dressed in a white, star-studded Elvis Presley suit with a mini cape, golden belt, and a towering black wig. A young couple stand at the altar.
Welcome to Graceland Chapel. Viva Las Vegas, baby.
Oh, wow, you look just like him.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can I get a best man and a maid of honor?
The four friends join the couple. Toast is also dressed as Elvis. He jigs.
You must be cute, Elvis.
Oh, ma'am, you pinch me one more time, I might have to get all shook up and dance on your blue suede shoes.
Anything you say, Elf.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for a very special occasion. We're here to bring together two very special people. People I've come to know and love as Charles and Alina.
Carl and Diane.
Carl and Diane, thank you very much.
Are you guys sure about this? Because sometimes couples have a burn in love and then fools rush in.
Don't be a fool or you're gonna end up in Heartbreak Hotel.
So lonesome you could cry.
Treat each other like teddy bears and viva Las Vegas.
Oh, I love this.
Tips are graciously accepted. Bounce a check and you'll spend your honeymoon in Jailhouse Rock. That's a little joke there. Viva Las Vegas, baby.
Charlie's pickup turns off the highway onto a dirt track. Charlie, looking concerned, lifts the bonnet and peers inside. The others gather round.
Yeah, looks like old Rusty's gone to that big scrapyard in the sky.
We're in the middle of nowhere with no cell phone coverage.
This happens. No problem.
Problem.
Three weddings in 45 minutes.
Oh, this is a wedding factory.
I think my wedding's gonna be a little bit more traditional.
Yeah.
The king is hungry. It's time for cute Elvis to leave the building.
They throw rice in his face. Still dressed as Elvis, he stands choking. Nighttime, a full moon, a campfire. Charlie labors under the bonnet.
Any wild animals out here?
Lindy, we are in the wild.
People do it every day. Planes, trains, cars, buses, from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City. You know, it really happens. Not for us, but it really happens.
You guys want to go to Salt Lake?
For the Olympics.
Why didn't you say that? I thought you wanted to go to Las Vegas.
To take a flight to Salt Lake.
Salt Lake? Heck, my dad will take you straight to Salt Lake.
No thanks, I don't ride mules.
We'll go on his plane.
Okay, yeah, and then after, he can take us to Hawaii on his yacht.
Would you make up your mind? Is it the plane or the yacht?
Danny stares at her. Taylor and Lindy exchange confused glances. A giant illuminated sign reads Buffalo Bill's Resort and Casino. Inside, the quartet line up at a buffet with Raj, who is now dressed casually.
This is awesome. Yeah, I'm gonna have to move here.
To Las Vegas!
No, to the buffet.
You know, Toast, the worldwide accepted practice is you take the food, put it on your plate, then you take the plate and you put it on your table, and then you eat the food.
Please, why would I do that?
Toasty, in my country we have a word to describe you. Pig.
Toast scoffs food messily.
Thank you, Raj. Thank you very much.
I think I now understand why Elvis had such a weight problem.
Viva hola, la buffet, baby.
His tray is laden with food, mostly cakes. He sits down with the others.
Oh, dude. Check out the food.
Toast, this has to be the highlight of your entire life.
If I cry, tears of joy.
Raj, look at your plate. You eat as much as Toast.
My plate? I'm getting this for Toast.
Toast stuffs cake into his mouth with his hands.
I think I really might cry. Nah.
He laughs, showing a mouthful of cake. In a country mansion, Taylor, Danny and Lindy sit in an opulent dining room under a chandelier. They remove their jackets.
Pinch me.
Don't mind if I do.
This is so unbelievable.
Yeah, he's the orange king of California. I mean, 35,000 acres of oranges.
Well, you'd think that king could splurge for a new pickup truck.
Welcome to Casa L'Orange.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Well, I'm sure you're hungry. My chef has prepared dinner. Oh, and tomorrow, my pilots will spin the propeller and get you folks to the Olympics.
Thank you, Mr. Sims.
No problem. Any friend of Charlie's is like family to me.
He's a well-dressed, middle-aged man. Charlie smiles. Taylor picks up her mobile phone. In Vegas, they all check for their phones.
Hello? Taylor? You want us to meet you tomorrow at the Las Vegas airport?
Whoa, whoa. What?
Wait. You're picking us up in what? Wait. Say that again slowly. A private jet?
Whoa. A private jet.
Why am I paying for dinner?
Okay.
Private jet, baby!
They high-five over the table. A caption reads, McCarran International Airport, Las Vegas, Nevada. Jen, Sam, Kylie and Toast walk out to a small jet.
Now this is the only way to travel.
Yeah, just keep Toast away from the tires.
Haha, don't worry, bro. There's no spikes on this tarmac.
I feel like Kid Rock!
They hug each other.
Hi. Let me get a good look at you.
No, you haven't changed a bit.
Nice ride, sister.
You know, you can only have so much bad luck. You know, eventually it's going to change. So, this is change.
So, is it still a misadventure?
Sometimes when you get lost, you find things. Like...
a private jet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone, this is Charlie, our savior.
Hi.
Wait, you're the Orange King? Did you bring any oranges?
You must be roast.
Toast.
I just wanted to thank y'all so much for inviting me along.
Wait a minute. You're thanking us?
Charlie, you're a guardian angel!
Sent to deliver the rest of the snow.
So, she's our snow angel.
Snow angel, that's so beautiful.
What are we now, Hallmark card or what?
I hate to break the moment, but the pilot just said there's a really ugly weather front coming through. We may be delayed. Did somebody break a mirror?
They all look at Toast.
Hey, I didn't break anything. Today.
Sunbathing. Toast is topless.
Who's got the SPF?
Who's got the ketchup?
Lindy, what is that thing?
A sun reflector.
Lynn, that thing is so 70s. Do you want to tan or do you want to burn?
Dude, check out that air that guy just busted. It's like you just surfed out of a fat tube, dude.
There's nothing like a hottie on a longboard.
Oh, you know, I can almost hear the waves.
Almost? Man, I can hear them fine.
Nothing like sunbathing.
Sam and Danny pelt them with snowballs.
Here you go, Tim!
Danny, not cool! Are you crazy?
Oh, Danny.
Stop it!
A backdrop of snow-covered mountains, Sam and Danny in snowboarding gear.
Hey, do you guys want to eat that stuff?
That was so cold.
And so uncalled for.
Hey, peace.
You guys get enough sun in L.A. This is Utah.
Yeah, we can go snowboarding, we can go skiing, we can go to town.
Ooh, town.
Charlie and I are going to walk to Giant Slalom.
Dude, Alex Reicher, that guy always wins.
Toast, you down?
Dude, I'm down with my hamburger.
I'm sure there are plenty of those in town.
Toast wears a baseball cap sideways.
All right, guys. Let's do the town.
Woo!
Yeah!
A caption reads Park City, Utah, a small town surrounded by snowy, tree-lined slopes. They walk the streets wrapped in winter outfits.
I can't believe it. The giant slalom is sold out.
You're not going to see Alex Reicher?
Tay, it's the last day of the Olympics. I mean, obviously everything is sold out.
I thought you had tickets galore.
I did, for everything but the giant slalom. And if everything went as planned, then I'd be able to see Alex ski the prelims.
Alex? So you're on first name basis now? Impressive.
It's just so frustrating.
Sorry, Taylor.
You know, I thought bad things happened in threes, but I'm up to double digits.
Kylie, Sam, and Lindy are sitting in a restaurant. The TV is on.
The snow, the mountains, the fresh air.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is.
Well, except for one thing. The chaperones.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not exactly crowding us.
Set to star, young Alex Reicher.
Oh, Alex Reicher's up. Where's Tay?
The rest of the gang burst in. The TV is showing competitive skiing.
What's up, food?
Didn't you just have the cheeseburger?
Oh, hey, Tay, your boy's up.
They watch the skiing on TV.
Oh. Come on, Alex!
Oh,
the skier wipes out.
Oh, he's into the catch fence! Oh my! That was one of the fastest sections of the giant slalom course.
They really slammed into that fence.
Well, there's always Turn Italy in 2006.
Sorry, Taylor.
It's okay, you know he's 20, he'll be back.
Well, I'm 17 and I'll be snowboarding after lunch!
Yeah!
Any of you beautiful ladies interested? Kylie?
You're snowboarding, Danny? I love snowboarding.
You can bust fat air. You're not going to be sketching, packing, and cratering into a bank.
No way, because we are stoked to stick it to.
That is so fat.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, you guys, go do your skiing and snowboarding. I'm going to do my own thing.
Let's hit the slopes.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Ready. Let's hit it.
The TV shows a replay of the crash. Taylor watches sadly. The sign reads Stein Erickson Lodge. Dressed in expensive-looking designer fur-collared ski outfits, they don ski boots in an equipment store.
This is beautiful, but don't we think it's a little much?
Well, half the deal with skiing is looking good.
You look amazing.
I can live with that. Ready?
Let's go.
Snowboarders hurtle down snowy slopes, weaving and crisscrossing each other. They come to a halt. It's Sam, Danny, and Toast.
Woo!
Toast drops in the snow.
Gentlemen, the promised land.
Paradise, we have arrived.
Utopia.
Nirvana.
All right, put away the thesaurus. Let's do some cruiseroo.
Cruiseroo, baby!
Let's grab it!
Yeah, woo!
Sam heads up a slope, flies into the air, swivels, and lands back down, heading to another bank of snow opposite. He performs acrobatic leaping turns. Toast, on the same banks of snow, flies high in the air and grabs his board before landing. Danny twists in the air and grabs his board with one hand. The three boys fly over a hill. Jen, the twins, and Charlie stand in a line at the top of a slope.
Come on, line, let's move. We only have an hour left to ski.
You know, I'm getting pretty good at this. I mean, I used to have a problem with my balance. Sorry.
Jen tilts over and knocks everyone into the snow. The girls ski in a group, the twins in similar pink and blue-gray outfits with helmets. They smile to each other as they zip downhill on their skis. The sun shines above fir trees. Jen is wearing a bright pink ski jacket.
You and your friends must go on some amazing trips.
Charlie pulls a face.
Not even on your dad's plane?
I don't really have friends. There's no one my age where we live. I mean, my dad always offers to send me to school in, like, San Francisco or L.A., but...
Well, just come to L.A. I mean, we'll hook you up with a million friends.
That's hyperbole. We only have, like, 1,000 friends.
I can't. Ever since my mom passed away, I don't like to leave my dad alone.
Well, just know that wherever you are, you'll always have 7 friends.
Seated at an outside table, the girls smile and nod.
We missed the Olympics, so we had one of our own. The Cannonball Games.
Steam rises from an outside pool at the lodge. They take turns diving into the water, cannonball style. Others stand in the pool and hold up scorecards. Toast performs an acrobatic somersault into the pool. They whoop, cheer, and clap each dive.
Impressive artistic expression, but she needs a little help on her technical merit. This girl from the United States is going to be hard to beat.
Nice scores.
No tens. Is anyone counting degree of difficulty? We use water displacement.
Sorry, Jen Moore.
What is taking Lindy so long?
Maybe she's getting her hair done.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Lindy on crutches comes out to the pool.
Oh, dude.
What happened?
Lindy.
The ambulance took me to the hospital and they put this cast on.
Well, yeah, but how did it happen?
I went snowboarding, ate it big time, and broke my leg.
How broken?
2 places.
Oh my gosh.
Ouch.
Double ouch.
Dude, Lindy, why did you go snowboarding? You don't even know how.
I know. But I thought if I got good, you and I could go snowboarding together.
Oh.
Danny rests his forehead on his arm.
When you get better, you and I are gonna bust some fat air.
Woo! Lindy, you can judge the Cannonball Olympics.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Lynn. Big splash equals big points.
Big splash and water displacement. But the games begin again.
Next up, the 3-time gold medal winner from Pluto.
That would be the Republic of Pluto.
Toast!
Go, Toasty! All right, Toast! I know you've been practicing.
Go, Toast!
Toast, in garish orange shorts, runs and hurls himself into the pool, limbs flailing. He bursts to the surface, punching the air. The twins and Sam hold up scorecards. 9.5, 9.5, 9.
Do not mess with the Republic of Pluto!
One final competitor, the gallant young babe from the middle of nowhere.
We like to refer to it as the center of nowhere.
All right, Charlie! Come on, Charlie!
All right, Charlie!
Go, Charlie! Go, Charlie! Go, Charlie! Go, Charlie.
Charlie dive bombs expertly into the pool in her bikini.
Okay. Good job, Charlie! Thank you!
Toast is open-mouthed. 10, 10, 10.
It's okay, I'll be back. Italy, 2006.
Okay, let's get the jacuzzi.
All right.
They swim to the steps and climb out of the steaming pool, which is overlooked by snow-covered mountains. Jen is just behind Toast.
Hey. I'm surprised you didn't win the cannonball contest. I mean, you are the Toast.
Actually, I'm Joshua. I guess I've been Toast so long you forgot my name.
Sorry, Joshua. Why does everyone call you Toast?
Danny hung that on me. I guess Toast gets burned a lot.
You know, if you put jam on it, Toast can be really sweet.
He smiles back at her.
Jen Moore, do you think that we'd ever date?
Her mouth hangs open.
I mean, hypothetically.
Joshua, introduce Grimmigan's to your life, and who knows?
She climbs out of the pool, leaving him grinning. He admires her as she goes.
Go Republic of Pluto! Yeah!
I'm sure glad we're staying at Stein Erickson. Not too shabby, and it's given our misadventure
a happy ending.
Hope you all had a nice day skiing. Can I get you drinks?
Oh, hot apple cider would be perfect. Mm-hmm. Double decaf hazelnut cappuccino, one sugar raw.
A single latte with a mocha blast, please.
Chai latte, cinnamon twist with a honey drip.
Hello? Are we in Los Angeles? Hot apple cider, please.
The waiter nods relieved. The kids smile at each other.
Oh, it's kind of a pain having chaperones, isn't it?
Sam, it's not like they're around. I mean, maybe they don't even exist.
Not really. Mike and Allison.
A smartly dressed middle-aged couple wave.
Hi.
Hi.
Flying over snow-flecked trees. In the queue for the ski lift.
Mind if I hitch a ride with you?
No.
You been in Utah long?
About 2 days. How about you?
A few weeks.
Lucky you.
Yeah, but it didn't turn out quite the way I planned.
Yeah. Our plans had a snag, two or five. But the experience has turned out to be really amazing.
Oh, yeah, same for me. I mean, it's the experience that's important.
Right. Well, I'm Taylor.
Alexander.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I am the Toasterama! Woo! I'm the Toasterino! I'm a piece of bread! Stick me in a toaster!
The boys larking around on the slopes.
Woo! Yeah!
What's up, dudes? All right, boys, let's start with some caroozaroo.
Yeah!
Let's grab air! Woo!
Wow.
Riding on the lift.
You know what I call this?
What?
Heaven. Heaven on a hill.
Heaven on a hill. I like that.
High above the snow.
Do you want to ski together?
You sure? The Deer Valley ski instructor has taught me a couple moves, so watch out.
Practicing Olympian, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll try to keep up.
Alex and Taylor ski side by side. Kylie, Jen, and Charlie at the top of the slope.
You guys want to race?
Sure.
I'm game.
All right, let's go.
Oh!
First one down gets gold.
Gold what?
They leave Sam behind. He tumbles over. Kylie leads the other two girls down a slope. Alex skis just ahead of Taylor. They exchange smiles. The boys zoom by on their snowboards. The girls ski at moderate speeds. Taylor smiles at Alex. Danny tilts his board and sends up a cloud of white powder. Kylie snowplows, twists, and comes to a halt. The other two girls just behind her. She throws her arms up.
Kylie Hunter, gold medal!
The winner treats lunch.
Okay, fine. This is a three-way tie.
Outside a restaurant, they stack their skis up against a ski rack.
That was fun. Okay, time to find a good table, eat good food, and boy watch. Charlie, you fit in perfectly.
Hey, don't you want to wait for Sam?
Jen. Isn't the answer to that completely obvious by now?
No. Underlined and in bold letters.
Okay, see, that's the Jen I know and love.
They sit at an outdoor table. They spot Taylor and Alex.
Okay. Hey, do you want to come visit? Come over. Come join us for lunch.
Your friend is more than welcome.
Yes, he is.
Thank you. No, I gotta go train.
Train?
be the best gear I've ever seen.
Not quite. Maybe I'll see you again. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., quad lift.
Okay, I'll try.
Enjoy yourselves, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Taylor, he's a hottie. So cute.
Yeah, I know, but I never saw his face.
Okay. Oh, I'm so hungry.
I know.
Hamburgers?
Hamburgers, french fries, cheeseburgers, good.
A girl spies Alex, who's removed his goggles.
Aren't you Alex Reicher?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
As he departs, she can't take her eyes off him. Rubber dinghy-like rafts are hauled up a mountain on wires, each carrying a passenger. The boys and girls are reunited.
Hey, Sam. Last one down has to do Toast's laundry.
Oh, you're on, bro.
Is that like a race?
Boys will be boys. It's always about competition.
Yeah, I mean, why can't you guys ever, you know, do something just for the fun of it?
Hey, you girls are included too.
Then let's get it on. First one to the bottom, dude.
Wait. I must prepare.
He pulls out a burger from under his ski hat.
Are you marked? Get set!
Go! Come on!
Toast sits, stuffing the burger into his mouth. The others leap onto rubber ski rafts and sail downhill at speed. Sam lies belly down, with his legs lifted up. They all whoop with joy. They hold their rafts together and zoom downhill in tandem. Three rafts push together. They bounce off each other and against the walls of the track. Evening in the ski lodge.
Oh, these are awesome.
Hey, please don't burn mine.
They toast marshmallows on an open fire.
S'mores? I mean, it doesn't sync with graham cracker, marshmallow, or chocolate bar.
Sync? It sinks into my stomach.
Joshua, I'm trying to get to the root of the term s'mores.
Nothing like intellectual banter. Okay, Jen, the name's obvious. Called s'mores because you always want more.
Then why not call it Moors? I mean, how did that S sneak up in the front?
Danny sits down with Lindy.
How you feeling? Is your leg okay?
It's better now.
Well, if you need anything, if you feel any pain, just tell Dr. Danny, and I'll take care of
it. Oh, whoa, wait. Dr. Danny? Well, you barely got a C in biology, now you're going by Dr. Danny. That's nice.
Don't worry, Danny. I think it's really sweet. Oh, blow it out.
A blackened marshmallow.
Now the challenge. Sandwich the marshmallow. Woo! Let the games begin.
It's toasted.
You know, I'm going to call it a night.
No, wait. Why? Here, let me get you marshmallow. I'll get it.
Come on, Linda, I'll help you.
You're a lifesaver, Danny.
Wait, Danny and lifesaver. There's two words you never hear together.
Sam, what's gotten into you?
I'm just joking.
Jen licks marshmallow off Toast's finger. Sam and Kylie watch them, smiling. Jen leans over and kisses Toast. Danny and Lindy clap. Jen rubs her nose against Toast's and crinkles her face up.
Hey guys, stick around. I mean, we haven't even tried the famous hot apple cider.
Hot apple cider, sure.
Sam and Kylie are sitting opposite each other, playing backgammon. Sam touches her arm tenderly, their eyes meet. They lean into each other and kiss gently. Sam holds her arm. Kylie pulls away.
Actually, chill, Sam.
What?
I'm just not feeling what you're feeling. I mean, do you see the problem here? To you, we should be boyfriend, girlfriend. But what about what's in my head or in my heart?
You're not into it?
Actually, no, I'm not. Charcoal has kind of become black and white.
Kylie, I know you like me.
Sam, liking and kissing are two completely different things. I mean, it takes two people to kiss. But it takes two people to want that kiss. I'm just not into it. I mean, you're one of my best friends. But that's the way I like it.
Sam bites his lip. She leaves him sitting alone. He sags down in his chair, covering his face in his hands. The gang, wearing helmets, are now driving motorized snowmobiles along a path through a forest. The sun is shining. Jen rides Pillion behind Toast, who looks back at her over his shoulder. Sam throws his arms up triumphantly as he speeds along. The buggies crisscross endless fields of snow. They jump off their sleds and hug.
It feels so nice to be back behind a wheel. Okay, so after all the craziness we went through, being here, I say, was all worth it. Our misadventure was our adventure. Sometimes it's the journey, not the destination.
True, but our getting lost days are behind us now.
So which way do we go?
That way.
West. No, west.
Some things never change.
No. You know what? I know exactly what our next move should be. Okay? Let's go.
They remount and speed off again across the snowy expanse. A caption reads, 1 month later.
I'm so glad we got our little red baby back. So, the car thief saw our car at the diner that day, and then, you know, he just fell in love with it and had to take it for a test drive. A 27-day test drive? But who could blame him, you know? Kylie, it's my turn to drive. You will. Those words sound so familiar.
She's just been out of shape about the Winter Games. No medal and all.
Well, I had fun. I mean, a lot of fun. It's just... it could have been the best trip ever.
We know. You've said that many times.
So, Charlie, excited about school?
School in LA. Excited, but kind of nervous.
Well, you always have us.
And us, right, Jen?
Right, Joshy.
Joshua has his arm around Jen. He drops a newspaper.
Oh, wait.
Oh, whoa, sorry.
Hey, that's today's paper.
Hey, look, there's that article in the Alex Reicher guy. The guy that you're in love with.
I'm not in love with him.
There's a picture of him right after he lost the giant slalom.
Wait a minute, I recognize that outfit. Do you know who's skiing in this picture with Alex Reicher?
Who? That's me. I skied with Alex Reicher. Well, like I said, sometimes it's the journey, not the destination. We didn't quite make it to the Olympics, but on our road trip, we got to hang out with friends, make some new ones, and most of all, we had a blast along the way. And the coolest part about turning 16? Having fun. That
and of course driving.
Executive producers Robert Thorne, Mary Kate Olsen, Ashley Olsen. Getting there.
Home sweet home for a day.
Let's go.
Okay.
Outtakes. They fall over a litter bin.
I can't.
Danny collapsing during Twister. Sam tries to kiss Kylie, who dodges.
Come on. First one to turn your phone off.
Hello?
Okay, we have to get to sleep. Yeah. Sorry, can I do that again? Can I take my line again? Yeah.
Can I
do mine?
Do mine too.
That's all. Can we just shoot over?
You need any hot sauce?
Danny spits food out onto the table.
There's something bad in there. They gave me plenty.
If they had hot sauces yesterday, we'd be born in fresh powder right now.
Danny chokes.
Got it. You wanna be a hunk of early love and the jiggy with it.
Sam, this is a moving bag. What is it? Tate, wait, what?
Okay, yeah, and then after we can take his, what do we take?
She's still just bent out of shape about the Winter Games and the medal.
What?
No medal. You're just bent out of shape because the winter formal.
What?
Not. Yeah.
I can't believe you guys. Go around. Okay, so now that we are all very, very low.
From the wine. What is it?
Drinking the wine.
Danny tumbles on his snowboard. Sam reaches over the table to stroke Kylie. ITFC audio description.
Hey, you girls are... I thought you had tickets galore.
I did, for everything but the Giant Solomon. If everything went as planned, then I'd be able to see him skip his prelim. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not blaming anyone. I mean, we all contributed to the big set. My chin is broken, I can't talk.
Hey, you want to join us for lunch?
Absolutely, I'm starving.
Cut.
What?
Okay, you're not supposed to do that. That's on the script.
What? What was it?
You're the mystery man, remember?
Right, mystery. Sorry about that. Forget you know me.
We flew to the wrong stand. I got 400. We got stuck with the... We got on the bus to the wrong place.